Welcome to the Weekly Discover.
Yeah.
My name is Judy Myers.
I'm Chris Morley, and with us today, our very special bad news guest,
Adam Graney.
Yeah. Before we get into all the cool stuff that you're getting into, today we are doing the Release Radar 19.
Yes, we are.
I'm very excited about this.
Here at the Weekly Discover, we got the Release Radar. We're going to take a couple of our songs from these playlists and combine them into one and listen to them.
Yeah, and we're going to figure out if we... if we've been catered something beautiful, or if we fucking hate it.
I'm hoping for the former.
Yes, me too, but I will brace for the latter. That's what we do. So, Adam, for anybody who doesn't know you, we know you, obviously, but what are you getting into? What are you?
I'm perpetually giving Chris flashbacks of all my music that is stuck in 2007 to 2009.
Very much so.
Throwing us back.
Oh, yeah. And again, pissing off Chris, I'm not playing drums for him in a secret band.
Oh, my God.
Very mad about that.
But working the grind all day, every day, and then trying to do some podcasts on the side with Epson, who's been featured on here, and also with Ryan, doing some D&D type podcasts with them.
Hell yeah. Ooh.
Trying to get that going. Maybe he'll Chris on there, maybe some JD a little bit too.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I'm microphone trying to be rough.
As you host the podcast.
I was going to say, you're great on mic. Even better in person.
What? You're really good on a disco stick, too.
Disco stick.
My primary weapon.
Is that a Lady Gaga reference?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm not going to lie. Lady Gaga kind of slaps.
Oh, she does.
Oh, boy. And here as the intro song, we have Bad News Bears, a B-side from Four Year Strong's Enemy of the World.
Yeah, so why'd you choose this?
I chose this because this is a origins of style for myself, and very much so for Adam, too. Adam and I actually just saw the 10-year anniversary of Four Year Strong's first album. What was that, like a
1 year ago? Last week.
Yeah, just saw it.
Really?
Yep.
Just saw it a year.
1 year ago last week.
Yeah, just 53 weeks ago we just saw it.
I cried a little.
It was so good.
I say Rise of Daytime is one of my favorite albums of all time. It got me into actually post-core drumming, and it like inspired me to like get a double kick. It's had me like keep pushing into that. Then inspired me to also not use Chris's demands and playing drums with him.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It inspired you to get a double kick and then give up drums.
I didn't give
for
up.
Hand drumming.
For hand percussion.
I like, a more personal feel when
that
I'm playing.
100% bullshit.
You know what's personal? Triggers.
Yes.
Triggers on your double bass. That's personal.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to form another band just to spite you guys.
I'll support you. That's the thing. Like,
out of spite.
If you are on a drum set,
oh, no, I won't
am
be.
Happy.
You mean everything but a drum set.
You are a son of a...
Or it's going to be a deconstructed drum set. Just spread across the stage. I'm just going to have to run down it.
That's so art.
This could be like skins hanging from a clothesline and then like three rims that you just like tinkle. And
yeah, you could be like, you could be Clown from Slipknot and just like be hitting a keg with a baseball bat.
Hey, what'd you find about my side gig?
God damn it. Ridiculous.
So out of spite, Adam Greeny's newest band coming out 2020. New EP, check it out.
2020, Kanye for president.
No. Oh.
Actually, no, do not support that.
The vision is clear and he's looking west. Kanye West 2020.
That is not canon.
That is not canon. Redacted.
You know, Gandalf said on the third day, look to the east, not to the west. So that's just something
to
take
Gandalf,
into consideration
man.
Here.
Gandalf Absolutely. Is the one to listen to.
God. Right. I guess we'll get this started. I'm going first.
Kick it off, man.
And we're starting.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm literally the first person you can go to not play Christmas music in November.
Mm.
But here's a Christmas song. Here's It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by August Burns Red.
Just a quick side note.
I'm
super excited they're putting out another Christmas album.
As long as they're a band, they're going to keep releasing Christmas covers. I'm not going to lie. But this is off the Winter Wilderness EP. These guys fucking love Christmas.
Who
doesn't?
They love Christmas so much. It warms my soul. They are the embodiment of Christmas spirit. The hardcore music.
The most wholesome metalcore band out there.
Their previous one that they released in 2012, mm-hmm. August Burns Red presents Sledding Hill, a holiday album. According to Last.fm, last time I checked,
Yep.
I have listened to that album on Spotify over 270
Get
times.
Get the fuck out of here.
Over 270 times front to back.
Holy shit.
That's amazing.
God damn it.
I feel bad.
Maybe we should
You shouldn't feel
Maybe that
bad.
Should be the holiday episode. Listening to that front to back.
It'll be there.
The last 2 years in December 1st, every morning, make my breakfast, turn on the holiday album.
God damn it.
Oh my god, just looking at the playlist, you got some bangers on here.
Mm-hmm.
Down for all of these.
God damn it. I attended their holiday show, I think, 5 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, they're supposed to put on a really good one.
It was fantastic. But unfortunately, one of the highlights I remember is Ice Nine Kills covering The Seduction by He Is Legend.
Oh.
I think I left you a voicemail, JD.
Yeah, you did.
I was just so shocked that this was happening.
I still have it on my old phone, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god.
You called me. Me and Power were going to see... what movie were we going to see? We were at the AMC in Columbia. Like, you left a voicemail and I listened to it. It was like 20 seconds of just noise. And then I barely heard like just the lead riff of like
Yeah, The Seduction.
Yeah.
God.
Pat and I just looked at each other and we were like, oh,
He Was Legend. But nope, it was Ice Nine Kills doing it. For some reason, they were there.
For some reason, I don't know why, but this album, I played a lot of Final Fantasy XV this time last year.
Oh my god.
This is just reminding me of Final Fantasy XV and Christmas.
See it.
Those are good things. Those are good things.
So they always have great Christmas events on Final Fantasy XV. Really do.
I wouldn't know about it.
Works for it. Yeah, you can play something other than Overwatch one day.
Maybe.
Are you about to? I heard Telltale something. I saw signs. I'm hearing signs that Chris might be investing in the new Spyro trilogy.
Oh, really?
It's the first console game I ever played, and now they've released the fucking trilogy remastered, and it's very tempting.
You gotta just go in.
Adam knows what's up. You just gotta go. Yeah.
Adam's go like a big like, proprietor of just sending it. He literally bought Spotify like 5 minutes before we started casting just to be a part of this.
Yeah, I wanna incorporate myself.
I appreciate it.
Throw money at your problems. It fixes it most of the time. That's a good mindset, right?
That's a Wilson Fisk mindset.
Hey, he runs everything.
This is true.
I hear that.
You fall apart without him.
I hear this and I just think of the keyboard meme. It's just like, pay money, next frame. Wait, go back.
So I saved that because, god damn it, it's August Burns Red.
Yeah, no,
they're doing Christmas music.
I saved that entire album.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's going to get played a lot this year.
I'm sure it is.
Let me know when you get tired of it.
Oh, I'm putting that on in the store.
Oh. I'm cool with that.
The moms who shop there will not be.
No, they will not.
Well, it's like mostly instrumental, most of their stuff, so.
They have a lot of words about music.
You know what? They can take those words and shove it.
Yeah, shove it.
In those shoes.
let's hard left. What did you bring to the table?
I brought JID's newest track, Off D's, featuring J. Cole.
Oh.
Fucking J. Cole.
JID.
JID is very good. This is much more aggressive than I expected.
Yeah, this is very aggressive. Get on my dick, get on my dick,
what am I hip, load of my clip, cannabis, roll of my skip. I'll just put it out there. Hannibal, look what I did. I acknowledge that J. Cole is a very, very talented rap and hip-hop artist.
Yeah?
I fucking hate J. Cole.
I don't know too much about J. Cole, man, but...
J. Cole is held up in super high esteem. Like, people hold him at the same level like Kendrick Lamar and like Childish Gambino.
But why? That's...
He tells stories.
That doesn't make sense to me. I can't name a J. Cole song.
Neither can I. I'm actually looking at his artist page, and I don't recognize any of the songs.
Makes no sense to me.
He's a wholesome dude. Like he seems like he's a very, very nice person. And supposedly, like his flows and his lyrics are very like unique and whatnot. Blah blah whatever. I don't like it. But I can respect that he is good. Like if you put him against like let's say like a Migo or whatever, he's gonna have way more versatility.
So he'd still be like A tier or B tier.
People are calling him A tier.
Yeah, A tier.
Yeah, people hold him like if we're talking about like like the horseman of modern hip hop.
The horseman of the hip hop apocalypse.
Yes,
the savior. I guess they're the savior.
He is one of them. He's held up to Kendrick Lamar and Childish Gambino.
Okay, wait. So who are the four hip hop horsemen of the apocalypse?
I couldn't tell you four.
Hip hop.
I'm set with this. I have a solid two that we've been mentioning. That those are
Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino, and I begrudgingly say J. Cole.
So who's got four spots?
Quavo.
I hate to say it, but Kanye, but his early stuff. His early music is actually art, and then he went crazy.
If you're saying Kanye, and especially early stuff, I think that's a different generation. Honestly, because that's same as like the old generation would be like Kanye, Jay-Z, people like that. So modernly.
So I guess like post-2010.
Oh God, I don't know anything like that. My music knowledge stops at 29. 2009. Stops there.
I feel like a lot of people would want to put Drake up there.
Fucking
no. Drake is... No, I have opinions about Drake that I don't want to... He's a creep.
Alright, I'm not sleeping on this track, but he's been going. This is...
They both have.
Yeah, this is J. Cole right now, right?
No, this is tough as shit. I'm mad about it.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that they would switch this world.
Maybe they will. The only thing I've recognized is they said cannabis. Dick.
And Hannibal.
Oh, Hannibal. Okay.
Hannibal, yeah.
I know the three words of the song now.
Get on my dick. 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 Yeah, so... Those are the four horsemen of the hip hop.
I think Drake
apocalypse.
Would be there, unfortunately, even though he doesn't write his songs and he's.
But we do know the leading men would be Kendrick and Childish.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, absolutely. Sure. And God damn it! Out of respect for hip hop, I will put J. Cole there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna put. I guess I don't know if it would count, but I'm gonna put RTJ in for contention, counting them as one artist.
Yeah.
But that's cheating.
I want to say, if he was more consistent with his releases, I'd put Schoolboy Q.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he is a great rapper and very unique.
Oh.
But he's not as consistent with his releases.
This is actually a piece of news that I thought was kind of interesting.
Yes.
Relevant. Drake just got dethroned as the most listened to artist monthly, like most monthly listeners on Spotify.
Oh,
really?
A one Selena Gomez.
Oh,
are you fucking
what?
Serious?
She gets out of rehab and dethrones fucking Drake.
Well, Selena just Gomez was
blah,
not
blah,
in rehab.
Blah, throwing fucking balls on the
God
mission.
Damn.
That was Demi Lovato.
Yeah, that was Demi Lovato.
Selena Gomez is the Disney star who makes bad fucking music.
Who dates Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I got them confused. Oh, my God. This goes back to like a couple episodes. Do you remember mm-hmm. when, like, I don't know if I brought this up, my parents were having a discussion about whether they liked Demi Lovato or Selena Gomez?
Yeah, you brought that up with me and Danny.
Okay, well, never mind. I got myself confused.
That shouldn't even be a discussion.
Well, that would be really cool if Demi did dethrone Drake after getting out of rehab.
I support that. I'll start just running her shit.
She voted. That's at least.
Yeah.
She did.
All right.
I'm saving the shit out of that. Yeah. I hate myself for it.
I'm not.
J. Cole?
Yeah, I acknowledge you, J. Cole. Come on the pod.
Come on the pod.
Come on the pod.
Come on the pod, man.
This is an official invitation to J. Cole. Come here and defend yourself. He had a fucking track about having a wet dream. Come on, man. We'll get into my next track. This is With You by Killed Myself, featuring Shinigami.
Ooh.
I know Killed Myself, they, one word, by the way.
Lowercase.
They do instrumental, like, kind of chill beats and whatnot. They were recommended to me through listening to like Lil Peep and stuff like that, so it must be like kind of like emo-ish trappy beats and whatnot. So we'll see where this goes. I don't know anything about Shinigami. I've seen that word before though, but that's because I'm a weeb.
Yeah. All right, wait, before any of us look it up, can anyone say what a Shinigami is right off the bat?
No,
I don't even know how to spell it.
Shinigami.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a spirit.
That sounds about right. Oh, fuck, I'm trying to remember like where I've seen that word before.
What anime I was watching that had it?
Their bio is literally all lowercase and says, "May your heart be your guiding key."
I was hoping there'd be like a definition there or something.
Nope.
Oh, Shinigami is the thing that It's God of Death. It's like what Death Note talks to.
Oh, Ryuk?
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Death Note talks to. What's the character's name? Q or A?
Well, you're thinking of L. That's the detective.
L. Yeah, there we
but
go.
You're thinking of Light Yagami.
I was thinking of L. That's what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever finish the Netflix adaptation of Death Note?
No.
I remember starting with you and you literally left.
No.
I think you left to like pick up food or something and finished it.
I did not finish it.
I did finish it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah? What are your thoughts?
I enjoyed it for what it was. It was so much worse than the actual series, but it was great background music. I was literally like writing shorts while watching it, unrelated to it. So I was like, wow, this is trash.
I don't know. I read the manga when I was in like 10th grade and it just didn't you know, stick.
Yeah, it has a big enough fan base that it doesn't need us.
It did stick to me.
It's not one of my my origins or styles.
Don't bring them up.
I didn't hear it.
He said it didn't stick to your guns. Orange County Hardcore. God, I fucking love stick to your guns. I'm never going to get him on one of these playlists because I listen to them too much.
You listen to them too much?
Maybe when they drop a new album, we'll get him on some release radar.
The entire band. Release radar.
Come on the pod.
I would die. No, don't invite them.
You know what they say, never meet your heroes.
I was gonna say, I don't get starstruck. I've met plenty of quote unquote like famous people, but I don't think I'd be ready to talk to Jesse Barnett.
I don't know. When I Dan from Voyage Strongest didn't even know what to say, I just smiled and took a picture. I was like, I couldn't even say anything. The beard, I can't even know what to say to it, the beard. Besides the man.
I met the singer of Real Big Fish once. And I literally shook his hand and said, "You did okay.
You done did good, kid."
I was 16, and I didn't know what to say.
Dude, that's great.
I was startled.
What if that defined the rest of his career?
He gave me a really weird look.
"You did okay."
He's like, "You did okay.
I shook his hand and said, "You did okay."
So you just like ruined that man's day, redefined his life. He's kind of like, "I only did okay. What am I supposed to do now?"
Yeah, what do you say to that? That definitely is a response that's gonna stick with him, like at least for a couple of days.
Oh yeah,
I feel kind of bad about it.
Now you change his life.
Come on the pod. I'll apologize to you publicly.
Let's talk about it.
God,
you're more than okay.
All right. I have a spot for that, so I am saving it. I can understand why people wouldn't save it.
I'm gonna pass over that one. I don't think Shinigami's voice really vibed with me.
It's. That kind of like emo trappy thing is really like hit or miss. There's no real middle ground for it.
I think I have definitely aged out of SoundCloud rap,
which is totally okay.
I'm happy that I never aged into it and I just kind of like skipped over it.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm missing something. You know, for some reason I have like FOMO about it, but I shouldn't. I shouldn't.
There are always hidden gems, needles in haystacks, but it's exactly that though. There's so much to go through to try to find something worth your time.
That's why I rely on you.
You bring
the gems.
I'm here for. I try.
You want me to take us into this next one?
Yeah, what do we got?
This is Nois IV, all caps, featuring Free the Robots.
Free the Robots.
With Savage.
Omnicrisis.
So I dug a little bit.
I was going to say, I know nothing about this shit.
Yeah, Free the Robots is Chris Alfaro. He's been around for a while doing this. He's been in the game for a minute, but Nois IV is relatively new, and even like a Google search I couldn't find anything.
Really?
I found like a Beats page that features the same track, but I couldn't find the social media. Maybe I didn't look hard enough, but
they have 143 monthly listeners.
Yeah.
This is the only track on here.
Yep.
Holy shit.
And see, this is on... It's kind of weird because it says it's on the Free the Robots Presents. So I feel like this is Free the Robots like compilation CD and this is a collaborator?
It's possible.
That seems like it.
Yeah, there's definitely a collab album.
So I guess this would be Free the Robots song, maybe.
Well, Nois IV is first, so we can assume. Well, it also doesn't say featuring, so it might just be the two of them equally.
I like Free the Robots a lot. He's got a very like
They said it's in the same vein as like Flying Lotus, so I can definitely get behind that.
Yeah. I always feel like his music just has like a more southern kind of grimy feel to it. Just like the samples he uses, how he mixes his tempos and stuff.
I know you're about that. Yeah. That southern grime.
See, I'm liking this.
Down for it.
So, While we're here.
Yes.
Do you guys see the new trailer for Detective Pikachu?
Oh, man.
I showed it to Chris at work, and I loved it every second.
Detective, I can't believe it's fucking real.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
It was a game. It was based off the Professor Layton's Detective Agency games.
Really?
They made it Pikachu.
Oh. Mm. I didn't know that.
That's kind of like the Ace Attorney.
Yeah.
Games that...
Phoenix Wright?
Yeah. So it's kind of like...
Objection!
Pretty much went off of that and then made like a detective one.
God.
That's strange. All right, so what do you guys feel about just the trailer? Just the art style in general? That's my question. How do you feel about the art?
About them being stuffed animals? Essentially.
Yes.
I really haven't formulated a true opinion because it doesn't feel real to me. Like, I feel like this isn't a real thing. This seems like something that would be, like, a fan film.
Yeah.
I think it works pretty well because, like, to take an animated character and trying to put it into a real-life world, you have to at least give it some of the qualities of whatever it's based off of.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they fit it as best they could.
For sure.
Without going, like, Disney-style animation of, like, hey, we're going to try making look everything extremely real.
Yeah.
Like they did with the past few movies, so... I think it's going to be a good start, but I think it could be refined because I don't think everything is that furry.
Yes, that's the thing that fucking
like,
gets me,
I don't
dude.
Think Charizard is that furry
everything
of an animal.
Charizard's not furry. He's a goddamn lizard.
He has scales.
Bulbasaur
Charles
is
Lizard.
A lizard. Charles, yeah. My man, Charles Lizard.
The Bulbasaurs would have different bulbs on their backs, okay?
Yeah.
They would have different
flowers.
It would
be plants, not fur plants.
Yeah. That's the thing that fucking bothers me. They look like stuffed animals, and I can't get over it. It looks kind of cool, but...
I say I'm going to see it.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
I'm not going to pay for it.
I'll pay for your ticket, okay?
Don't do that.
You're going to come with me, and then we're going to have to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see who can name every Pokemon in there.
Oh, dude,
I got you, fam.
There's already one that I fucking missed in the trailer.
They had Greninja in the trailer.
Yeah.
They did have Greninja. I think that looks a little weird.
Furry yeah. Greninja.
Like, furry Greninja.
They had like a Pam Cham on like a wall on like a poster next to a Charmander. I'm like, what the fuck is that panda doing there? What the fuck is this panda bitch?
Doing his thing, okay?
God damn it.
Like a hayseed sticking out of his mouth. What'd you guys think about Noah's IV and Freed the Robots?
It was cool enough, but I'm going to pass on it. I don't really have a spot for it. I'm probably not going to go back to it personally.
Yeah.
I added it.
It's going on my instrumental list for sure.
Hell yeah.
Well, one for you, one for me.
All right, I guess we'll spin a left here.
Take us
to the left, to the left.
I'm pretty excited about this. This is Ready for War, a single new from DVSR.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you showed me these guys. They're a gent band from the UK with a grime rapper. They're fucking sick.
They're fucking nuts. They perfected the sound.
Mm-hmm. Ready for whatever. Running through the hell of a motherfucking devil. They took, like, what Hacktivist was doing and made it better.
They fucking, like, just, like, pumped it full of steroids.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Their last album was really good. I wish I listened to it more. Therapy from 2017.
Therapy? I didn't like Therapy as much as the self-title.
Oh, the self-title is just
the
fucking nuts.
The self-title is great.
Every track is great.
Similar vein. It's kind of going back to the self-title feel a little bit. Because Therapy was a little bit more...
Actually, this track, I'm kind of curious as to why this is a single on here, because it's saying here this is actually the closing track of Therapy. Yuck.
Maybe it's like a continuation.
I'm trying to remember, because I know there were a couple tracks. I think, actually, this track had no guitar on it on the original release. Don't quote me on that, but I remember there's at least a track on Therapy that had no guitar. It was just the background beat, so this might be like a reimagining of that.
Sounds plausible. You also have the explicit tag for this.
I will take the belt.
You have the fucking champion.
You're a close second, but I got you sandwiched with explicit tags. I actually kind of find it strange that the J.I.D. and J. Cole song didn't have an explicit tag.
Whoa!
What's up?
These guys are going up on the board. They're going on the map.
Are they from Australia?
They're from Sydney, New South Wales, baby.
No fucking way. Woo-hoo! Holy shit.
Add them to the fucking... To the
add them to the map.
Yeah, all right, wait. Which one? Sydney? Where's Sydney? New South Wales.
East side. Judging by the sound, I'm saying it's east side.
Let me go check the map.
That's my guess. Yes. Let me know if my claim is correct. These guys are fucking
up.
They are. I'm telling you, east side is gen side.
They're coming.
West side is chaos.
Do you see a black mini sharpie over on that side of the table?
Got a purple one.
He might be over there.
Yeah, the purple one right there.
There we go.
Yeah, the PBS are going to the fucking board. By the way,
crazy.
I just want to point this out. We hit a fucking majestic milestone in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, really? What happened?
We got our first Australian listeners.
What? Oh, you know, it's time to take over.
We got our first Australian listeners.
If you're listening to Australia,
yes,
we are very appreciative of you.
Yeah,
no, feel free to reach out. We love you.
This is, I was thinking about this 100%. We've been waiting for an Australian listener forever. And I saw this, or we have, like, obviously the data that comes in. We can see the statistics, like, kind of the rough area about where our listeners are. But it says they're in Perth, Western Australia.
Hell yeah,
if
chaos.
If you're listening to this and you know that it's you that listened to that, was the first Australian listener to listen to our podcast, please contact us. I will fly you out next year for the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I will fucking fly you out on for this podcast.
Hell yes.
For the 1 year anniversary.
100%.
We also got our first Japanese listeners.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have like...
Got some Tokyo listeners.
Just got to get that big table. Have around the world.
I know. So I'm saying, I want to, there's this Korean variety show called Abnormal Summit, where they have like a ton of different nationalities, like
a League of Nations.
Yeah, like students and Korean students that are just like different. Yeah, it's like a League of Nations, pretty much.
You said it.
And it's great. That's what we're going to do with the podcast. All right, let me put this the sticker up real quick.
All right.
I'm here for it.
Well, that was a save for me, and I'll intro your next song as we get into this. I'm excited about this. Former guest Aaron Brown shouted out this artist. This is Puff Daddy by JPEG Mafia featuring Kenny Beats.
You think you know me?
I do. What's that a sample from?
I got nothing.
That's gonna bother me.
Straight bitch.
Oh, kidding.
Welcome back,
Jay Dizzle. Big win. He's got extra salt on the first one. No buns. Ho, hurry
up. It's done. This is a unique beat. We don't claim you bum. This shit
for the scum. I'm a pop. Yeah, I gotta thank Aaron Brown because JPEG Mafia has really, really fun funky beats. Like, his groove is just really nice.
I'm liking this.
This, JPEG Mafia, he's from Baltimore, Maryland.
Local boy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Borington Devon Hendricks is his given name.
What?
Barrington? Yeah, Barrington Devon Hendricks. Barrington is a fucking badass.
That is... That's kind of the most badass thing I've heard.
Barrington is the name of a man who has manners but can box.
Barrington was the
Sir Barrington.
Barrington was the boxer. Name of my fucking landlord in D.C.
Oh, shit.
What?
He's been living in Shaw since, like, the 70s or something, and he bought a whole bunch of the real houses when they were dirt cheap. And now he's, like, a fucking, like, real estate mogul. And
Sir Barrington.
He's really cool.
Sir Barrington the Wise.
There's a Barrington in Game of Thrones, right?
Barristan.
Barristan.
Sir Barristan.
Not gonna be able to be named in Game of Thrones.
Borat.
Say Borat?
Boromir.
Boromir, fuck.
Belzebub.
Beyonce.
Big.
Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah.
Brienne of Tarth.
Balin Greyjoy. I looked up the list.
I appreciate the integrity.
I cannot remember all these names.
I'm actually going to save that.
Yeah.
It was much shorter than I wanted it to be, but it was good.
Got another B name, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
I got it.
The Bean Boy.
Himself. The Bean Bag.
Bronn the Blackwater.
Sir Bronn.
Yeah, Sir Bronn of the Blackwater.
What a guy.
He's a dude. Gotta root for him. Gotta root for him.
Always gotta root for him.
Not if he's facing Jorah. Or Davos. I think I'm cheering for Davos the most.
Really?
That's my fucking guy. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he's a victim of circumstance and he's missing fingers and I'm sad about it.
I mean, he paid his dues. He stole, he got his fingers cut.
Yeah, that's true. He got caught. That's what he paid for.
He did.
He's righteous.
I'm saving that track, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is a save.
I'm in there.
And we won't be turning left, but we'll be pretty much going down the same lane. This is a 10 AM/Save the World by Metro Boomin featuring Gucci Mane.
Oh shit.
Metro Boomin is possibly, say, maybe one of the biggest producers right now. And I've checked out this album, not this song though, and it's pretty fucking good. He's a great fucking producer. And Gucci Mane, of course. One of the originators of that Atlanta trap thing going down. I respect Gucci so much because he went to jail, and you realize that within this music scene, much like the hardcore music scene, your shelf life is super low if you're not producing. Like if you're not putting out music consistently, then you get forgotten easily. And the second he got out of jail, he literally featured on everything. He was on a Chris Brown Usher track. He was on Black Beatles by Ray Sherma. He literally jumped on fucking everything. He was like, I'm not going down like this.
Dude, I wonder who's engine is. He's a good pull.
A genius.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, how old is Gucci?
Maybe he just finessed all of it.
It's possible. The man's on the grind.
He's a fucking finesser. Alright, so glad they turned their back on me because we weren't really friends. And it ain't even 10, and
even I woke up on a 10. And I don't need no pen. Yes. No, dude, Gucci Mane's 38. No. Holy shit.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
2 Chainz is 41.
Choose your fucking prime. You choose
this
your
is
goddamn
true.
Prime.
I say, how old is. Isn't Tech N9ne like 53?
Let's find out.
Am I thinking Tech N9ne?
Well, Tech N9ne is old. I think we've actually looked at
There's that other dude with the 9 in his name now that I am not a fan of.
Are you talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine? Because it's on site. Tech N9ne is 47.
How old is Meth been?
Meth is up there. Well, you realize, like, fucking Enter the Wu-Tang just turned 25, like, a couple days ago.
Wow.
Let's check it.
Method Man, 47.
47 as well. Redman's 48. Ghostface is 48 also.
Since we're talking about Wu-Tang, I just got a shout-out. I listened to probably the best Wu-Tang podcast I've ever listened to in my life. Check out The Nod, and the episode is called The Legend of RZA and The Legend and Avatar The Last Airbender.
It was great, actually. You sent that to me, and it was really, really awesome.
It was cool, right?
I had a lot of really cool insight. It talked about how this black man from Missouri, like, literally mastered so many types of martial arts, and then he was brought in as the like advisor for Avatar for all the bending.
Yeah, like one of the writers, I think, was taking his class and like doing research in LA. He was like doing research in all the dojos and everything, trying to find the best kung fu practitioners, like trainers, because he wanted to model this show he was creating, like all the people like after real kung fu.
Okay.
And he found this guy from the Midwest.
He was from Missouri and he moved out to Cali.
This tall black dude, Midwest accent, you know, like pretty well educated, but just some dude you would never, I guess, like he said, like, you would never expect me to like be this person, but I'm fucking like a
the
master
best.
In like five different forms of fucking martial arts.
I am the best of the best.
So producers are like, hey, please. Please create something for us.
Yes.
Create new forms of martial arts for us. This is... I like this.
Yeah, I already saved it, personally.
Yeah, I appreciate where that went.
Yeah, that was a good ass track. It wasn't, I don't think it was great, but it was good enough. I have a place for it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to save that personally. I'm also a fan of Gucci and Metro Boomin. So.
Yeah, I got to do some research into Metro Boomin.
Dude, he does some great fucking tracks. He did he did the production on Bad and Bougie.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Nice.
He also did Congratulations by Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What?
I don't know.
Fucking legend.
Of course, I have to bring up Post Malone.
You're like the handsome version of Post Malone.
What if he took a shower?
Yeah, and didn't get face tats.
Mainly that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
You get it a lot at work. Yeah. Everyone who walks in the store.
Like, are you a good? Are you Post Malone's brother?
I'm Pre Malone. I'm older than him.
Pre Malone.
Pre Malone. Or if I'm teaching snowboarding, I'm Slopes Malone.
Slopes Malone. Hell yeah.
Nice.
Dude, Post Malone's like 22 or something like that.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's in his 40s.
Yeah. He looks like he's 47.
Yeah. Drugs and smoking cigarettes.
All right, man.
A lot of Bud Light.
Let's do a slight left.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this track.
Pretty much everyone that has probably listened to this track yet, except for me. This is Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
Have you not heard this yet?
I haven't heard this yet.
I have not.
This is a good ass track.
Yeah.
This is a good ass track.
Well, since it debuted at number one on the Hot 100, I would say it probably is. And also, it's breaking records all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Number 100. It's her first number one single.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. Ariana Grande has had a hard run, honestly. I was talking to Danny about this recently when we were hanging out the other night.
Yeah.
And she kind of keeps herself in a box, talent-wise. Because she goes on these variety shows and whatnot, and she can do all these different styles of singing and do all these different impressions. So she's insanely talented, but she keeps herself in this like mainstream pop box, and that kind of makes me sad. I wish she could like really show her talent, like Demi does and whatnot.
But well, I think, I don't know if I'm pretty sure we talked about this on a previous episode, but that's like the reason why she sings so differently from the majority of other pop singers.
Mm-hmm.
She, like you said, she can do those impressions, she can sing in different styles, and like she wields her words and uses like very different phonetic forms of singing from like different cultures in her music. And it's really unique. Like, was I talking to the microphone? It sounded a little
weird. It was a little out, I got the words. I got it.
I gotta find this research paper and see if I can link it. Because someone did, like, this huge article about it. It's really cool.
I would definitely love to read that. I also love how kind of empowering this song is. For all you young women out there, feel free to say thank you next. I'm glad people stopped blaming her for Mac Miller's death. That was such a shitty thing to do. Such an absolutely shitty thing to do.
She was taking care of his dog afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, they were still friends. She was always good to him.
Mm-hmm.
His demons were his demons. She also, she was the one who had the shooting at her concert, right?
Yep, at the Manchester concert.
Oh, jeez.
2015?
I would say it was a couple years ago, but it was recent enough. She's only 25. She's younger than me. That's tragic. She's another Gemini baby, though. I can't believe Justin Bieber's 24. He'll always be like four years old to me.
Oh, it was a bombing, not a shooting.
Oh, jeez.
2017 was last year.
Oh, Christ.
Definitely thought it was a couple years ago.
I'm telling you, she's had a rough run. A lot has happened to her very quickly. But she also spat on someone's donut at one point, and I've held that against her for too long.
Spat on someone's donut?
There was camera footage of her with someone, and when the employee went in the back or whatever, she spat on donuts.
Wow.
I definitely held her in way too high contempt for that. It's really not so bad. And also, she's young, so she just did something shitty, whatever.
She's 25.
She's young.
Older than me.
But younger than me.
This is true.
Damn. Yeah, that's a save.
That's a save for me too.
Damn. Fucking. It's been 3 years since Ariana Grande licked the donut.
Oh my God.
That is an article header right there.
As if there's nothing more important to report about.
It's been 3 years, but we won't forget.
Absolutely. God.
Donut remembrance.
Let's just brace for the next 4 minutes.
Here we go.
Should I be scared?
As the person I am mortified. And the way that I speak about things, terrified. I put so many covers on this fucking podcast. I don't know if I'm a sadist or something like that, but fucking let's go. This is Crawling by Bullet for My Valentine. This is for you, Adam.
Oh, yes. I'm here for this.
Hopefully this is just unrelated. Okay, cool. Oh, fuck. I thought this was a Linkin Park cover.
Yeah, same.
I was kind of hoping it would be. I've got a good Linkin Park cover.
Good.
Sworn In covered Linkin Park at one point.
Paper Cut?
I believe so. Dude, Bullet for My Valentine pops up on my fucking release radar every week. I do have one of their albums, but I bought it when I was 16.
They're tremendous. I never got into Bullet for My Valentine, really, so I missed that train.
They're as mainstream a metalcore you can get.
Even more mainstream than Threaten.
Oh my God.
The greatest.
Threaten is the greatest metal band of all time.
Threaten, whatever you want to call it. How does Mr. Threaten himself pronounce it? Threaten?
Everyone else is calling it Threaten, and I don't care. Adam, have you heard about Threaten?
I have not.
I feel like it'd be Threaten. Like, Threaten?
Dude. Does it have, like, a three in the middle?
It's squished. Threaten.
Threaten.
Threaten. Like that's a Red Dead Redemption version of Threatening.
Yeah.
You threaten me?
You threatening me?
Threaten is this dude who I think he pays, like, a background band. He bought all of his likes on social media, and he's doing a UK tour. To literally no audience.
Do you want me to give the updated Metal Sucks overview here real quick?
Yes.
All right. Jared Threaten created a fake record label, fake press outlet, fake award, fake web design to promote his band, and is on a world tour through UK and Europe where he's playing for literally no one. Zero people.
No one bought tickets, so he didn't allow ticket sales.
No one bought tickets because
no one knows who he is.
He just, all of his views and everything are bought and paid for. Fake likes. And it's like been all over social media. So his campaign is working. Like it's definitely working. If that's what he's trying to go for.
I
don't even like the way he looks.
I can't quite put my finger on it, but I feel like he's cheating and I feel like I'm mad about it.
I'm really mad about it because... The thing is like, if at best this is an artistic joke and maybe like play on the music industry or like a social thing, whatever.
Yeah, like a social experiment.
The only way he has the ability to do this is through money. Like this is...
Absolutely.
There's just massive amounts of money backing whatever he's doing right now. And if you can cheat the system just through sheer money, I mean like, I don't know. If you can just count, that's fucking dumb.
It pisses me off.
This guy, like, just looking at his poster for, like, his tour dates, he looks like the guy who will be mad that no one shows up. Like, he's going to have a hissy fit on stage.
But he knows what he's doing.
Hey, I don't know if I'm reading that right. It looks like, no, that's not. I was like, he's going to be in Delaware. He's not going to be in Delaware.
That's Denmark, my guy.
It is Denmark.
He's literally posted live videos with fake hands.
Yes. Look at that face.
Look at that
face. He's got like bullshit. The gaunt, like the very gaunt looking, kind of artsy looking feel.
Gaunt is the perfect word to describe it. Yeah. A sunken gaunt face.
Yeah.
I want to hate this guy.
He looks like an evil British butler.
An evil British butler.
Yeah, like if he shaved his hair, he would just look like the creepy British butler that doesn't want to take your stuff to your room and doesn't like locks the door when he puts you in the hotel room or whatever. Some freaky shit.
Yeah, not a fan. Like the unironic version of the dude from Scary Movie 2.
Yeah.
With a small hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm totally not saving that track.
Yeah, me either.
It wasn't awful, but
big
it was
old bag of nope.
Boring.
Yeah, I'm limping away from that one.
Yeah. I really like the track name of your next track. Know nothing about it, but I'm excited.
This is Isolation in the Land of Milk and Honey by Cult Leader.
Isolation in the Land of Milk and Honey.
This is American hardcore punk band from good old Salt Lake City, Utah.
Nice.
I'm already liking it.
Oh, their faces are blurred in their profile picture.
Yeah, they're on Convergence record label. Definitely.
Riff is pretty sick.
Yeah, they're a little nuts. I feel like it's probably having to deal with the people that live in Salt Lake City. But
I was say, what's come out of Salt Lake City?
Isn't that where the like Mormon headquarters are?
I couldn't
tell.
Yeah,
well, I mean, all of Utah is like super Mormon.
Yeah. That's like.
Weren't the Olympics were there at some point?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, that's all I know about Salt Lake City.
There's something else there that people don't like. People like. By maybe? I'm not sure. Let's give me some more.
Gonna learn about our geography in the U.S.
Vibes in like a Baptist betterment.
Mm-hmm.
Baptists betterment.
I just googled Salt Lake City and it's literally nothing.
No, it's a city, man. It's in Utah.
It is. It's got some neighborhoods and climate. Layout according to Wikipedia.
It's got some climate.
It's got some parks.
It's got some climate.
It's 42 degrees there right now.
Ew.
It's got an economy and law and government.
Yeah.
Wikipedia is helping me a lot with these titles for pages right now.
Nice. That's pretty nice. I fucking love glass beats.
This is off of the record A Patient Man.
A Patient Man. I think the production is doing wonders for their sound also. Like, the drums sound exactly how they're supposed to sound. If they did, like, program drums, it wouldn't sound right. Yeah, no way.
No, I'm big on this. I'm liking this a lot.
Yeah?
With my alley.
Nice. Not that I should have assumed, but I wouldn't have expected that. I guess it just feels like chaotic.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's like, at the beginning was a little chaotic for me.
Chaotic good. Like all of my friends. They have an EP called Useless Animal.
Hey, man. Lawful Good. Right?
You're Lawful Good?
Lawful Good.
I don't know.
Good Lawful Chaotic.
I was like, what?
he made his own category and it works very well.
Lawful Neutral.
The best definition of chaotic good I've seen was on Reddit. And there was this lady she has an independent like coffee shop, and a bunch of like homeless kids would like be hanging around. She'd give them like free food and whatnot. And one time she was like in the back as they were closing, and one of the kids broke into the broom closet to fucking mop the floors for her.
What?
That's great.
Just good. Broke in and just started mopping.
Yes. He broke in, took work.
Fuck, you can't keep me from this. This is my calling.
I will break the law to help you.
Can't be mad about that.
You can't
be mad.
Yeah, you can't dictate how I help you, right? Give me that mop.
This was an interesting interlude part to put in. That's kind of unexpected. I like it, though. This is giving me similar vibes to this part specifically. There's a song on the Guns Up album that we know. Like they had the one song, what is it, like No Time For Me or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Where it's just fucking...
break.
Like traditional like beat down.
You break.
Old school hardcore. But they have a song
won't
on there that's an instrumental. Yeah, Won't Change For Me. They have a song on there that's an instrumental that just kind of like... looms about like this does.
Yeah.
So this is nice. I'm really liking this.
this time is like, it almost feels like I'm being circled by like something that's deciding if it wants to kill me or spare me.
It's building an atmosphere. And I can especially appreciate that, especially with hardcore bands, because it's so easy to be basic in hardcore. Yeah, it is nice.
They were in the band Gaza. Three of the members were in Gaza.
Gaza's like legendary, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. They're huge. They were one of the Originators.
Originators. That was good as shit. I'm going to save that and look into that album.
Yeah.
No, that was immediate save for me.
Hell yeah. Good stuff.
Hell yeah, Cult Leader. That's what's up.
Isolation in the Land of Milk and Honey. Did not disappoint.
I feel like that's I feel like they're talking about living in Salt Lake City.
It's got to be tough.
Tough life out there. Actually, I might be going out there in June.
Why?
You going skiing, snowboarding?
Yeah, I'm going to be going snowboarding out west. So we're flying there.
In June?
No, in January.
January. Huh?
The other J month.
Jeez.
July. Well, I mean, they still have snow in June.
Yeah.
They get snow through end of May and beginning of June.
Forever.
It's always snowing in Philadelphia. Yeah. That's the show, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's snowing in Philly.
It's always snowing in
with
Philly.
With Charlie Knight. God. we'll take a left here. This is Life is Beautiful by Lil Peep.
Rest in peeps.
Rest in peeps. Pour some out for my 21-year-old friend. Yeah. Jersey boy. Went out to Cali.
So you
moved to the UK.
This is a post-mortem release?
Yes. This album is produced ridiculously. It almost feels like in the middle of like an alternative and pop album.
Yeah.
I've already listened through this. This is so... It's great, in my opinion.
All right,
I think it's awesome. The production is next level.
I trust.
This song specifically was one he released on SoundCloud like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they reimagined all of the production. Postmortem.
So, they? Who are they, if I may ask?
I think it's just his like friends and family.
Yeah.
His mom has had a very heavy hand in all of his like social networking and music releases and whatnot.
Really?
Since his death, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Come Over When You're Sober, Part 2. He died of a fentanyl overdose while touring Part 1. Unfortunately, his first full tour.
See this in comparison with the earlier example of
I Killed Myself.
Yeah. This is
it's on a different level. This guy really had everything going for him. I know Post Malone like cried in an interview after Pete died because he thought that Pete was literally gonna take over.
You can hear his voice blow. It's just like you can hear it.
If he were still alive in this rock, then he'd be taken over.
One of the four horsemen.
I wouldn't even say four horsemen because this doesn't even feel this album doesn't even feel like a rap album. It's something totally different. I mean, of course, I'm a fanboy, so my opinion's always going to be good, but this album is spectacular. And no features. Only features on the bonus tracks. And honestly, the bonus tracks don't hold light to the rest of the album, personally. He's got features from Tentacion and I Love Mekonnen.
Nice.
Supposedly Mekonnen has like 30 tracks with Peep. And he's just like holding on to him.
Yeah.
They were really, really close when he died.
Well, shit.
Yeah. And everybody's expecting this guy, Lil Tracy, to kind of like pick up where Peep left off because they were like best friends for a long time. But they weren't close when he died, and that kind of like really fucked him up. You can see on social media that he's having a hard time. So, hey, Tracy, hold up, bro. You're good. People care about you. This production is nuts.
Here for the bad puns.
That's why we invite you. had that saved when I put it on here.
Yeah.
I'll save it.
I'm saving that as well.
I would say, whether it's in your lane or not, check out the album.
Yeah.
Most of the tracks are actually way more like guitar based.
Yeah.
It's fucking good. This album is fucking...
All right, I'll add it to my listen playlist if I have to, I guess.
I don't ask for much.
I'll listen to the peep.
You gotta peep it.
Yeah, I'll give it a check.
I'm stoked for this next track as well.
The VA Bell. So let's move on to this. Oh, my bad.
What?
I hit the mic, man.
Oh,
nice.
Penned it. This is Drip.
Drip.
Oh, I hear that too much at work.
By the Marias with Triathlon.
A new drip.
Marias are a psychedelic soul project from LA.
And they're playing locally on Saturday.
Go see them Saturday.
I think we're being peer pressured by Edson to go see them.
I think Edson's dragging us to see this group. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I just don't like going outside.
Hey, these guys were also on my release radar.
Really?
Yeah, they're number 3 on there.
Damn. Oh, hell yeah.
The brand is popping up.
I try to look up Triathlon, and their bio is literally just about Ryan Gosling.
What?
Canadian actor Ryan Gosling is the first person born in the 1980s to have been nominated for Best Actor Oscar for Half Nelson. He was born Ryan Thomas Gosling on November 12, 1980 in London, Ontario, Canada. And it literally just goes for 2 more paragraphs about Ryan Gosling.
Wow, they like Ryan Gosling. I mean, who doesn't?
Let's be real.
This is true.
Have you seen his performance in Crazy Stupid Love? It's to die for.
I was about to say, I can't name a movie he's in.
I can name
I know what he looks like. I know that people try to feed him cereal through the TV. I've seen those memes.
It's a good one. He just doesn't want the cereal. He's just not a hungry boy.
He doesn't want it. He needs to eat, though.
He only has cereal and water. That's the problem there.
Cereal and water.
Only cash. The more I think about it, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
Cereal and water, Jesus
you
Christ.
You see them eating those Lucio's? Lucio's?
Lucio's!
I tried to find some Lucio's in the store. I can't find them at Safeway or Giant yet. They're not there, man.
Where can we find them?
I'm going to have to go to Amazon. I'm going to have to resort to Amazon if I don't see them like next week or two. Yo. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot to mention this.
We
should
have
brought this up with Threaten. Did you see this band, fucking Bad Omens? I saw this on Reddit or some shit. This band canceled, pulled themselves out of a tour because their name was too small on the band on the bill.
The name was like, too small.
Their logo was too small on the bill, on the tour poster. Which,
what?
I don't know.
That doesn't sit right with me.
Pretty whack.
I mean, you're going to be posting and sharing it on social media anyways. Your fans are on social media anyways.
What they're going to be seeing.
Yeah, yeah, they're not going to be checking out
whose names are what size and.
Yeah. If you're opening, you're an opener anyways. I'm sorry. Like, suck it up. Your name is on the bill. Be happy. Do you have to sell tickets to the show? Then fuck off.
Yeah, no, that's what it comes down to. Was it Bad Omens? I feel like there was it was another band.
Bad Omens pull out of the MAD affliction and sets us fail toward to the name being too small in the tour poster.
Jeez.
Let's check out the Instagram post.
That's band privilege right there.
They were unhappy of the size of their name on the artwork and felt that they needed to pull out the day after we announced the tour.
Dude.
Bad Omens. I've heard nothing bad shit about them. But fuck this tour anyways. I mean,
the only band I'd want to see is Senses Fail. And even then, they did me dirty at Warped Tour.
Yeah, you
know, by doing a cover medley.
Yeah, a cover medley.
God, I was so hurt. I'm literally getting heated thinking about it. Amity Affliction sucks too.
So looking up the Lucy O's,
yes,
are supposed to be released in December. That's why we haven't found them yet. They were released at BlizzCon as exclusives there, and they're being released.
Fuck them.
Globally after that,
dude. I wonder if there's a box of Lucy O's on eBay selling for like $10,000 right now.
$24.99.
Yes. Oh damn. If it's exclusive, I feel like it would have been more.
Yeah. That. See, the thing is, like, that doesn't seem like it's bad at all, especially when you say like 10K first. With but then you think you're paying $25 fucking dollars for a box of goddamn cereal.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. That's a pretty high
markup. See, but there's like a Create Your Own Lucio skin on the back and an album download.
Oh, the Synesthesia album? I'm downloading.
They have a Lucio album?
Yeah, they have a, it's called Synesthesia.
Visit luciomusic.com.
It's pretty banging.
To download, we can do...
we'll do an Lucio entire podcast about Overwatch music.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have him on the pod. We're just going to get the voice actor. Let's get the voice actor on the fucking pod. Yeah.
What do we got? Oh, geez.
The free album download.
Do either of you guys have this?
No.
I do now.
Not yet.
Yeah, I got it. I got it on my laptop.
God damn it. Well, I'm going to save Drip.
Yeah,
I'm going to save Drip. That was good.
Too. Yeah.
It's very good.
I like that.
We'll go into this. This song has been kind of praised by other people within our music scene.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have high expectations and probably get disappointed. This is a Congratulations, Christopher Hodge by Can't Swim.
What?
Can't Swim, their first release was really, really good. And then for some reason, I don't know, this might not even be related, but they switched drummers and then their sound got shitty.
Huh.
Like they went like way more poppy.
Yeah.
But then they also dropped that drummer now.
What?
So they got someone else.
What band drops their fucking drummer besides Every Time I Die?
Yeah, there's literally like fucking, I think there are like 10 drummers in the world. So the drummer's the last one you should drop.
Right.
There are a million guitarists out there.
Dude, you get a solid drummer. The only time you lose them is if you have to due to like babies or marriages.
Yeah.
Or death.
Or combustion.
Or the rev.
rip the rev.
Or, you know, almost losing him because of a plane crash trapped torture.
Oh, jeez. DJ AM. I think.
This is reminding me of something.
I was going to say the same thing, and I can't.
But yeah. I can, like, imagine listening to it in, like, 10th grade. It's reminding me of something.
It is reminding me of something very specific, and I can go out and say, like, oh, it reminds me of, like, Bayside and Alkaline Trio and stuff like that, which is true, but it's not what I'm thinking.
Yeah, there's a very... I feel like we're thinking about the same band, almost.
Probably.
Like a very specific...
I could probably scroll through my artists on iTunes and probably find it.
Yeah.
It's his, 2010 era.
His specific vocal melody is the same as a song I'm trying to think of, and it's frustrating me. What have you got?
Oh, it's like,
Name a lyric, name a song, name something.
No, it's... You're right. It's the way he sings. Oh, man.
There. I'm not gonna lie, this is gonna tear me apart.
It's not Silverstein, but it's a similar style.
I'm thinking Silverstein. When we were young. Off of Discovering the Water. Shipwreck in the Sand.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I think that's specifically.
That's
got to be it.
Melodies.
Oh, God. I feel a weight off of me. God. I mean, that was decent. It didn't really stick too heavily with me. It's not as long as it should have been.
Yeah.
It was only 2.5 minutes.
Are there more tracks on this release? No, it's just this single.
That's a weird single to drop.
Yeah.
Their album's good, though.
It's interesting.
It was good. It has a Silverstein thing, so I'll save it.
Adam, what'd you think?
I liked it. I was a big fan.
Yeah?
Big fan.
All right.
Some of their tracks are absolute gold, though. Uh-huh. So if you're curious, let me know, because I got you.
Yeah, dude. I'm not done. Yeah. Can't Swim.
Do bands also like?
Probably a bunch of bands that I like.
Can't Fly.
Real Friends.
Can't Fly. Can't Swim. Can't Walk.
I have accidentally seen Real Friends like 4 times.
Really? I've accidentally seen them twice.
Like, I used to get invited to shows all the time. That was like last minute tickets, and I'd show up and be like, oh, Real Friends. I was like, oh,
sweet.
These guys again.
I guess they are real.
They are real.
Dude, Can't Swim is on tour with Trophy Eyes, Seaway, Microwave, and Hot Mulligan.
Ooh.
That actually would probably be a pretty good show.
Was Seaway who we saw?
Seaway's who we saw.
We were talking about this the other day. We couldn't figure out if it was Seaway or Grayscale, and we were really confused. And like,
I was mixing up Seaway and Sea Haven.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah,
Sea Haven's Canadian, way more sad. And I hated the way Seaway was introducing stuff because they literally said every song is about smoking weed, and then they go into like a really like they have a song called Apartment that like really gets me emotional because it's about like
the guy's dad.
Like the this one was like post breakup like sadness or whatever, like missing being happy with someone, and he's like, yeah, this song's about smoking fucking weed. I'm like, it's not. Like it's randomly not, in the crowd, like, no, that was actually the 4 Year Strong show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was the one
full
song
circle.
That was the one song they did. The guy was talking about his dad's cancer, and it was kind of like the biggest downer on the show. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh,
okay. It sounded really upbeat, and we're all just like, oh, fuck. Like,
this song's about weed.
This song's about smoking fucking weed.
And that's like the saddest thing.
God damn it.
Oh, man. All right, I guess I'll transport us to this next track. This is
I'm very excited about this.
Some heavy shit coming up. Utopia by Ritual.
Hmm. All caps. Otherwise, you'll find satanic shit.
Well, this guy's been around since 2015.
Have I told you guys the 11 rules of Satanism?
It hit me.
They're the best.
I was going to say, you have. You told me several times.
I want everyone to be a part of it.
I want another 11 rules. Why are there only 11?
Because he got a one-up God by 10.
Oh, 10 commandments, 11 rules of Satanism. Yeah. Actually, these rules are actually great rules.
They are. I tell them to everyone for good reason.
Yeah.
Like, so, I skip one of the rules. So I make it 10.
Don't skip it.
That's weird.
I don't care.
Should we listen to this some, or should I just use this background to tell you guys about these 11 rules of Satanism?
I think you should.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Rule number one, do not give opinions or advice unless you are asked.
Yeah. I back it.
Yeah. Yeah. Rule number two, do not tell your troubles to others unless you are sure they want to hear them.
Yeah.
Number three, when in another's lair, show him respect or do not go there.
Yes.
If a guest in your lair annoys you, treat them cruelly and without mercy. Number five, this is a good one. Do not make sexual advances unless you are given the mating signal.
Literally, Satan vouches for consent.
Yeah. Yes.
Satan vouches for consent. I'm with it.
There you go. Do not take that which does not belong to you unless it is a burden to the other person and he cries out to be relieved.
All right.
This is the one I usually skip, but I'll include it for this one. Acknowledge the power of magic if you have employed it successfully to obtain your desires.
All right, yeah.
If you deny the power of magic after having called upon it with success, you will lose all that you have obtained.
Ooh.
Is this the same ritual?
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's a fake ritual.
Fucking,
we got fucking
Spotify's doing this bullshit to us again.
Flim-flammed.
Now that everyone can go on and upload whatever they want.
Yeah, this is not the band Ritual.
This is not Gag Order Ritual.
Yeah, this is not Gag Order Ritual. This is some fucking bullshit. Fuck, man.
It's a good thing we can talk all over.
This is like the fucking
over.
Fourth time this has happened.
Probably more than that.
This is really fucking actually irritating me. Because Spotify needs to fix this. Because if they're gonna have people that can upload shit, you can't have people upload music.
They need
to the artist
control.
Page. Yes. You can't have fucking different bands on the same artist page.
I did see that just going through. It's like you got like four of the artists on one. Like they just grabbed from like, oh, this artist was tagged with this song. I'm gonna put it on their page and went, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I just don't. How? There's no. For me, it's like I can't. Now that they've implemented this, where they're allowing anyone to upload music, what policies and procedures did they put in place? It seems like they didn't put enough in place to protect against this kind of situation. This should have been definitely addressed multiple ways before this happened.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Maybe it's not that big of a deal, but if I'm getting notifications that there's new music coming up from my favorite bands every week, and it's a different fucking band every week, I'm gonna be pissed. I'm gonna stop using Spotify.
What if you just start getting covers of everything?
That's what's gonna happen, dude. It's like, where is the organization? Like, where's the moderation here?
Especially
there's no way they're gonna have enough people that are gonna be able to moderate all this content.
Like, they should have like artist verification before the song.
Absolutely.
Because it should be like, hey, there's like artists recommended, like we were like featured on this or like inspired or covered whatever. And then there's actual verified, this is our release music.
Yeah.
This is our stuff.
Yeah, like, why don't they have check marks?
Ritual don't got the blue check.
Yeah.
Other artists do have the blue checks, though.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Because I'm still...
Well, they do got the blue check on Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm.
So... Okay, so I guess that's up to the artist to go through and get the blue check done.
But that's just another responsibility that's unnecessary.
To the artist.
I say, if any of these artists are listening, get that blue check.
Please, yes. Verify yourselves.
It's specifically Ritual, Legend from Pennsylvania.
Get and that statues.
Shit. And statues. Get that shit fixed.
Or else we're going to upload this on your page.
Yeah, I'll upload new music on my Legend. I don't give a fuck. Give me the plays.
God.
Rule number 8. Do not complain about anything which you need not subject yourself. Number 9 is a really good one. Do not harm little children.
Is that all?
That's the entire rule for number 9.
Good.
Number 10. Do not kill non-human animals unless you are attacked or for your food. Don't kill for sport.
Hell yeah.
Number 11. When walking in open territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask them to stop. If they do not stop, destroy them. I think that's the rule. That's the rule that gets everyone behind this.
Yeah, like, right,
like,
yeah.
Everyone's down for that.
Yeah, right, destroy them. I don't know how I feel about the treat people cruelly in your lair, but I mean,
if they're not treating you with respect, you got to treat them cruelly.
You're right.
Exactly.
Right.
Rule number, what was that? 3. Four only exists because of rule number 3.
Yeah.
If they're not following 3, you enact 4.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you're in someone's lair, treat them with respect.
I would
not go there.
I really like how rule number 8 came right after I was complaining about something that I didn't have to personally do.
That does that. See, but now you know.
Yeah.
And now you can follow the rules.
All right.
I will follow all of them except the complaining. I will complain.
I actually told these rules, I reworded them without being like lair and magic and stuff, and I told them to one of my friends who's a pastor, and he agreed with all of them.
Yeah.
And when I told him where it was from, he said, yeah, they're good rules. I was like, it's been verified.
Yeah.
It's got the blue check next to this now.
It's got the blue check. Verify yourself.
It's been verified by the Catholic Church.
Verified Satanism. Hell yes.
Bingo.
I think we got it. I feel like I'm in the Matrix.
What is this? What?
This is a 7.5 minutes.
Holy fuck.
Oh my god.
And it's going right into my next one. But I'm glad we saved the Satanism and hell for these tracks.
You're welcome. I'm here for it.
Yeah, Jesus.
Thanks. Thanks for bringing Satan to our house.
Hey.
That's a blessing. It's a true blessing in this situation. The alternative does not look good.
Yeah, it's just us sitting here in silence listening to songs that we don't think are right.
Yeah. God. All I'm saying is God turns people away and Satan welcomes everyone.
It's true.
That's my tagline.
Join our cult.
Yeah, you guys watch the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina?
I haven't watched it, but I really want to.
They were talking about... I think the Church of Satan was talking about getting it off Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. They're not going to be able to. Yeah. They don't have the power. But they're talking about like getting it like destroyed.
Wow. They're going to destroying it. It's an open territory.
Exactly.
They're asking them to stop. The internet is open territory.
Yeah.
They're asking them to stop. Netflix isn't stopping.
So
destroy them.
Destroy it.
Just saying. They're following the rules.
Yeah. They are following the rules. There are 11 of them.
Can I use that in court?
I think you could. It's got the blue check next to it. The
it
rules
does.
Got the blue check.
It does.
So.
Can you swear on the Satan's Bible when in court to tell the truth?
Oh,
nothing but the truth.
Oh, I'd be down for that.
I swear on Satan's 11 commandments.
God. I 100% am not saving that track.
Yeah, me
Fuck
either.
That
no.
track.
I'm reporting it.
Let's report it.
Toxicity.
Is this Utopia Ritual? Is that what it is? Or is
yes.
that the next song?
It's Utopia.
Okay.
The next song, now that you bring it up, is its own form of hell.
Yay.
Going back to my point when Crawling was playing, I bring an insane amount of covers for somebody who hates covers. So here is Semi Charmed Life by Dance Gavin Dance.
Yes. Already saved.
Welcome to hell.
Already saved.
Why would they do this when 4 Year Strong did the best
did
version,
the perfect cover
the perfect cover of the song?
Because both bands are great. I love both of them, but 4 Year Strong is definitely better.
Nah, dude, I'm coming after Dance Gavin Dance.
Nah.
I'm so so salty right now. I'm so pissed. I don't know why this is pissing me off so bad. I'm just fucking flagrantly.
And do I have to throw his computer? Like,
this one is it's labeled here as a single, but it was also on the compilation album "Songs That Saved My Life," which is just chock full of awful covers.
I do trust my brother's taste in music because I got him into 4 Years Strong. And his favorite artists have been 4 Years Strong. And he just got into Dance Gavin Dance. Yeah. I don't really understand why, but he's kind of like gone full in. Yeah. He's a music professor, so I have to like give him some benefit of the doubt that he knows something that's going on that, yeah, we're
Professor
not,
Kyle.
That we're not like discussing.
It's guitar noodling. It's all about the guitar noodling and the
gold noodling.
This is fucking trash.
I'm in for it. I'm in it.
I feel like his voice is good. The production is like all right. It's a good cover. It's a good cover.
What if we just cut this off right now and just put on the 4 Years Strong for the rest of the time?
I wish. See, also on this fucking album, Taking Back Sunday is covering Bullet with Butterfly Wings, which I think 4 Years Strong covered also.
Yep. 4 Years Strong covered.
So what they're doing right now is just covering Explains It All.
Yeah, they are.
You know what? I can respect that. Explains It All is a great fucking album.
It's a great record. It's a great record.
Just looking at this track list, I want to blow my fucking brains out. Except we did have Torn by Neck Deep on the playlist at one point the podcast. And it was decent.
Yeah, it was pretty decent.
It was decent.
What else?
I obviously didn't save it.
A cover of Crawling by Deep Dreams Theory.
Oh my god, I'm gonna play that after we're done so you can't hear what I have to say.
Let It Be by Too Close to Touch.
Holy shit, a pop punk band covered the fucking Beatles. I'm gonna cut my goddamn head off.
I wanna hear that. I actually really wanna hear that. Where are you finding this?
Songs That Saved My Life.
Yeah,
search
an album
Spotify.
Called Songs That Saved My Life. Fucking Stan Atlanta covered Your Graduation. I assume that's the fucking Modern Baseball song. So like, this is a spread.
Yeah.
Ocean's 8 Alaska covered Ed Sheeran.
What? let's see how he hits falsetto.
I would say, we'll hear this. This is the lowest I've ever heard Tillian's voice. All right, get it, boy. That was underwhelming. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Still could be produced better.
Absolutely.
I mean, whenever I do hear covers of anything like this, I always compare it to Explains It All. Yeah. That's one of my favorite albums of all time.
I would say JD argues that that's the best 4 Years Strong record.
I really do.
It is what it is. It's up there. But I think Rise or Die Trying is definitely.
I would say Rise or Die Trying.
I would honestly say I don't think I'm a true 4 Years Strong fan. I'm just a fan of that album, really. And I do like the accessorial, the other music that comes with them. You know,
I
do like a lot of
check out the self-titled, because that was amazing to hear. I saw that for the release show in 2015.
Damn.
And that was great.
I think you're dismissing yourself, because I think you are a 4 Years Strong fan, because you showed me Rise of Die Trying, I'm pretty sure, and you
did
showed
I
me the
think so.
You well at least we bonded over it.
Yeah.
And then you did show me their newer stuff from self-titled.
Oh,
I do accept in some way, shape, or form.
No,
as an actual
that's
album
a Foo Fighter record.
Hey, I love the Foo Fighters.
Trash.
And 4 Years Strong.
Wait, did you just say Foo Fighters are trash? Did that just come out of your mouth?
Modernly, I would say so. We've talked about this before. Everlong is one of my favorite songs of all time. Color and Shape. I'd say their first. This is going to be ridiculous to show how much music they have. Their first 5 records are great.
I don't know.
But the 497 fucking albums after that, it's just like releasing the same fucking record.
I get flack for this for a lot of people, but Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace is my favorite Foo Fighters album.
I think it's a great album, personally. It's not Color and Shape, but I think it's pretty good.
I'm abstaining from this argument because Color and Shape is the only one I know.
You're fine.
You're a beautiful person no matter what.
Yeah, that's, I mean, honestly, Color and Shape is what you need to know.
But can we agree Dave Grohl's the man?
Dave Grohl is the man.
Yes.
There you go.
That's
all you gotta know.
Hey, speaking of, there is a video that Dave Grohl just put out called Just Play on YouTube.
It's great. Oh.
Where he does a 7-track, 1-take cuts of him doing a 27-minute instrumental song.
That's amazing.
Fantastic, dude.
I'm there for it.
That's pretty cool.
It's what really I also good. Found on YouTube. Something I brought up before that no one wants to listen to.
Nope.
I'm here for it, though.
Speaking of never wanting to listen to, Semi-Charm Life, Dance Gavin Dance.
Yeah.
Pass as hell.
I saved it. I saved it.
It's not the worst. They're a very talented band, so if they get thrown a song to have to cover, I assume they'll do it well. They cover Bruno Mars, too.
I mean, it's a good cover. They didn't.
It's an oxymoron.
It's not worse than the original.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any better, but like...
It's not 4 years strong.
Yeah, it's not as good as Explains at all.
Oh, geez.
You just can't beat it.
All right. I'll take us into the left.
I'll say, take us home.
I didn't do any research as into what this means.
I'll say, how do you pronounce that?
Chris, we are...
We're going to find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out. Give me just like a minute or three here.
Oh, you got it.
I'll figure this out.
Your guess is as good as mine. That Google Translate coming in the clutch.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Wait, is this going to be the same track? I don't think it's the same thing.
I'm just going to say, I just realized something and I feel really out of the loop that I did not wear a red flannel.
This is a red flannel house, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I could have brought one of mine.
We bulling out here.
Okay, this is... Mecha Shishiti Reload by Jin.
Wait.
Mecha Shishiti.
Can you say it?
What? Mecha Skype Reload. It's still from the same. We had Jin on last week.
Yeah.
This is like the Kagaru project. This is still gonna be from the same album. It's a different song.
Oh. Then you know what? We're ending well because this is an anime intro.
Yeah. This is off of the Mechasuti Reload. This song. It's a Mechasuti Reload.
Alright.
Oh wait, no it's not. I lied. This is the 7th track?
Yeah.
Ooh, this one's called Remind Blue.
There we go.
We found it.
Really putting the work there.
Yeah, I did.
I was watching the grind.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm here for it. I'm all down for this.
I already saved it. Fuck you. This will be my new Overwatch soundtrack, just listening to Jin.
Yeah, dude, they got the pillows on here now. Oh no.
The pillows are sick.
They got the pillows on Spotify now, which is just fucking fantastic. I've been trying to learn pillow songs. I've been trying to like learn how to sing and play guitar at the same time.
You chose a hard band.
Well, I'm just trying to learn how to get... I've been trying
to
learn
how to... Do Blink 182 like the rest of us.
Well, I mean, like...
Coming from 4 years strong.
I've been trying for a long time to get the singing and playing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult.
I know a good song to try.
It's
called Wonderwall. Hey, this is the last time you guys will hear me on this podcast.
Bye, Adam.
Someone's not respecting the rules on this layer. It's about to get cruel.
It's about to get cruel. Oh my god. Are you learning like Shooting Star?
Yeah, I'm learning Ride on a Shooting Star.
That's a great fucking track. Is that on Spotify?
No, it's not.
Fuck!
I know. But I'm probably play that song 200 times in the past movies.
Hey, practice makes perfect. I couldn't tell you. I don't practice nearly enough.
Same.
Oops. My foot.
My favorite thing to do is just use one of my drums as a nightstand.
That's literally just like spitting directly into my fucking face. Oh, they got little
busters. Works really well. It holds a lot of space.
We'll have to check.
I got less dinosaur little busters on my pillows.
Mm-hmm.
On the pillows. Less dinosaurs at the end.
I've already forgotten the songs we're supposed to play after this. Once we're done.
Oh, shit.
Do we just throw this on repeat?
I didn't write it. Yeah, this shit slaps. This shit goes.
It's not often that I find myself in this, going down this road. I'm looking for J-Rock or K-Rock or any sort.
It's not something I ever think to like look up, but I enjoy it when I hear it.
Yeah. When I get it served straight through Spotify, I just can't beat that.
Exactly.
I've listened to one J pop punk band.
Which band?
Since like 2007.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that.
Ella Garten.
Ella Garten.
Yeah, my brother showed it to me when I was in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I've just always gone back to them. Like whenever I hear any sort of like K-pop, K-rock, anything like that, I just go to them and it's...
They're pretty good, honestly.
They're good people.
Ella Garten.
Yeah, Ella Garten. All caps.
Pop punk quartet.
Sick. Sick. Sick licks.
They have performed. They've opened up for the Foo Fighters in Japan.
Jesus Christ.
And Sum 41.
Damn.
That's dope.
That's fucking sick. All right, that was Remind Blue by Jin off of the Mekaku City Reload album, the Kagaru Project.
That is my new Overwatch music.
Yeah, that's good. Jin is what's up.
That was fucking good. That was a great way to end it. I'm glad that we ended there and not the Dance Gavin Dance cover.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a good thing we added those two extra songs.
God.
Well,
because otherwise we would have ended on Ritual.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
That would have been bad.
We've been dodging bullets today.
Thank God.
We've done a good job.
Yeah, it's been a good one. Well, you know what? We finished this episode. I've got one more episode of the Great British Bake Off to watch.
Yes.
I got Spyro Reignited to play.
This is true. But before you get to that, what's our MVP?
Yeah, let's...
What was the song of the episode? I want to keep myself from saying Peep, even though it probably is my favorite.
That's what I was thinking, though.
I knew that coming in. It's a great song. What else hooked me?
So what I heard, it was a definite yes on Semi-Charmed Life from everyone, right?
Just around the table.
And this is when I get stabbed by JD.
It's his opposite day. It's all right.
With the tiny Sharpie.
I mean... I'm 100% down for the intro.
If I'm not going Peep, I'm going Isolation in the Land of Milk and Honey by Cult Leader.
Really?
Personally.
All right. So I'm gonna say Chris says Peep / Cult Leader. What about you, Adam? What was your track of the
I'm track? Split between Peep and Can't Swim.
Yeah?
Yeah. Congratulations, Christopher Hodge.
Thank you.
All right.
Can't Swim was pretty fucking good, actually.
I didn't feel like anything super stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Aug Sprints Red to be ridiculous.
Of course.
But I don't think that's true.
What about J.I.D. J. Cole?
I liked it a lot.
And JPEG?
I like JPEG, too. I liked the Marias. I liked Cold Leader. I liked Peep. I liked DVSR.
I've definitely heard better DVSR tracks. It was a good DVSR.
Yeah.
It was a good song, but some of their other tracks are just so much harder than that.
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go JPEG or Cold Leader.
I feel you, dog.
Or Ritual. It's probably Ritual.
Fuck off. It is not Ritual.
Yeah, it was definitely Ritual.
It is not the one.
All right, so we got Peep in first, Cold Leader in second.
Very nice.
Nice.
There we go.
Good stuff. I guess that brings us to a close, boys.
Hit it. This ain't no disco.
That's what I think it is.
It ain't no country.
What
either.
Do you think it is?
Sheryl Crow.
You're right. You're exactly right.
How Caucasian of you.
I'm so white.
Oh, jeez. Here's another shameless plug, Adam. Tell us what you're doing.
I'm working with Edson and Chris on Got Any Games, like a D&D type podcast based off of Monster of the Week.
Yes.
We just went through an anime convention, so keep eyes out for that when that pops up.
That was a good
we met a good character over there named Larry and Gary.
Larry and Jerry. Oh, jeez.
Oh, they're good guys. They're pretty fun.
Good stuff, good stuff. Nice. Well, hey, this has been a pretty good episode.
Yeah, good episode.
It's been fun. And we're ending on All I Wanna Do by Sheryl Crow.
All I Wanna Do is play Spyro.
Hell yeah. Let's get to the Spyro.
I just wanna play Spyro and hang with you guys.
Hell yeah.
Podcast with y'all.
What if they reskin the new Spider-Man to be Spyro-Man?
Spyro-Man?
As just Spyro flaming through New York City, stopping crimes.
I can get behind that.
I also ship that.
With a mask. With the Spider mask. Just like a hoover. Just like on his nose.
God
can't
damn.
Fit anywhere else.
Fantastic. All right, well, this has been Release Radar number 19. I am Chris Morley.
J.D. Myers.
And I'm Adam Graney.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, man. Peace.
Have a good one.
Bye. Adam, where'd you get your first blowjob?
What? Is that this girl's house?
No names, but paint a scene.
Oh, drove a girl home from the pool because she was a lifeguard, and I was the only person with a car. Went to her house and just got into it.
Adam, I need to paw myself later to this. You're going to need to give a little more details.
Oh, I just got to go upstairs and start cranking. I mean,
what was the room like? Where were you sitting?
Oh,
what
God.
Were you sitting on?
It was bottom bunk of a bunk bed.
You yeah. got your prestige on a bunk
And we
bed.
Had to close the door because there was two little fluffy dogs trying to get into the room.
Was there anyone else in the house?
No, it was just us.
Just us?
Yeah, mom was at work. It was during the summer.
After school? Oh, it was during the summer.
Yeah, it was during the summer.
School was out.
School was out.
Was it a nice day out?
It was a nice day.
School was out, dick's out.
It was. It really was. That's a saying, right? I got a shirt with that on it. School's out, dick's out.
I'm leaving.